Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, Let there be an expanse between the waters, and let it separate the waters above from the waters below. And God made the expanse, and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the expanse be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and fruit trees with seed-bearing fruit, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants bearing seed, each after their kind, and the trees bearing fruit with seeds, each after their kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be markers for the seasons and for the days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He also made the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the open expanse of the heavens. And God created the great sea creatures, and every living creature that moves and swarms in the waters, each after its kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures, each according to its kind, cattle, creeping things, and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth, each according to their kind, and the livestock after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created humans in his own image. In the image of God he created him. He created them, male and female. And God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant which is upon the surface of all the earth, and every tree which yields fruit with seed. They will be your food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that creeps on the earth that has life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.